Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, this just out. New York City Health Department says, this is according to data released by the New York City Health Department, overwhelming majority of coronavirus deaths involve underlying conditions. Who'd have thunk?
Yeah, that's what we've been saying for quite some time, some folks.
Yep. Okay, so it shows that the majority of coronavirus-related deaths in the city, 1,139, based on data provided in the release, involved individuals with underlying illnesses and conditions. Those, according to NYC Health, include lung disease, cancer, heart disease, kidney disease, GI and liver disease, and diabetes. So, listen to this. Okay, because this is going to make you feel better. And I'm going to ask a question, a real serious question. This is from New York, now the epicenter of this disease in the country. We had some stats earlier, Lee. Those were from the CDC generally. This is out of New York. Of these 66 individuals between the ages 18 and 44 who passed away due to coronavirus, the 66 individuals between the ages of 18 and 44, yeah, only two had no record of underlying health conditions. 44 had underlying conditions. And another 20 are listed as underlying conditions pending. They have not completed their reports. Right. Okay, so let's look at something for a minute, okay? Because let's go back to Dr. Fauci. Let's go back to him. Let's go back to the other, times that we have been ill in this country when we've had stuff go through here, which has happened quite a bit. SARS, MERS, all of that, right? Fauci always said the same thing, and very casually, that those at risk should stay home. I'm going to ask a very serious question right now. What in God's name are we doing at home? These people need to stay home. We need to go out and work so we can feed them. I can't understand this. This has never been the way we do. This is overwhelming. 66 individuals, age 18 to 44, all but two had underlying conditions, or they have underlying conditions pending the report being completed. Of the 271 people between the ages, this is, again, if you're just tuning in, this is the New York Health Department to talk about corona deaths. Of the 271 persons in New York who died of coronavirus who were between the ages of 45 and 64, 149 of the 271 are listed as definitely having underlying health conditions, and 73 more are in the pending category. In other words, they have underlying conditions too. They just haven't stated exactly what the condition is. Their reports are not done.
No.
Oh, okay, so of the 271 persons between ages 45 and 64 who died of corona, just 9 had no known underlying illness. This is mass stupidity. The results hold steady for those who fell into the 65 to 74 age group as well. I'm actually surprised by that. With 197 of the 268 who passed away having at least one underlying condition, 71 are pending. Why are healthy people at home? Why? If we'd done it before, Lee, I'd say, well, this is U.S. policy. Guesses. They must know. This is, the epidemiologists know best. But the epidemiologists have always known best, right? Why do we never do this before?
Yeah.
Why do we not do this in 2017 and 2018, a brutal flu year for young people? Why? Why not? This is absurd. We should be taking, very stringent measures to protect those who have underlying conditions. Why are the rest of us home? Mm-hmm. My God, what is the cost? And I mean, you saw the numbers, right? Did you hear the analysis of them?
We just did this top of the hour, national and state.
I'm sorry, because the management came in here. I missed it.
That's okay. Yeah, in the state, we had a 108% increase from last week, and that is up 3,000% from March 14th. We have
unemployment.
This is new unemployment claims. 64,856 new unemployment claims for South Carolina. Horry County led with almost 10,000 new claims. Greenville County was third in the state with 6,556. Spartanburg County sixth with 3,104. Anderson County 10th with 2,220 new initial claims.
Whoa. Federal
unemployment was up an additional 6.6 new initial claims for unemployment. You add that to the 3.28 million from last week. That means in the past 2 weeks, we have seen 10 million Americans file new unemployment claims for insurance. Folks, there's only 5 million people in the entire state of South Carolina.
Let's look at Myrtle Beach there, okay? Because you and I, man, we try to tell them. I tried to tell them when I was there early, Horry County, 10,000 claims, highest in the state.
Yep.
You know why? Because there's no tourism.
Right.
Okay, you know what Myrtle Beach needs to do right now? They need to get their heads out of their rear ends. They need to get on the phone with Henry McMaster and tell him to open the waters to exploration.
Yep.
Now.
Yep.
Now.
But no.
Because that's the only hope the state has right now. That is the only hope we have right now of coming out of this in a sane fashion.
You know, the manufacturing jobs, I think, will probably, if there's a market, will should ramp up relatively quickly. But how? When are tourism jobs going to come back? How is that going to happen?
It's going to be years. It's going to take a long time. They better start thinking about exploration, at least for natural gas, which doesn't spill. Oil does, but natural gas doesn't spill. Natural gas isn't going to do a thing to tourism. It's only going to create jobs. And their tourism was on the decline when you look at rooms booked.
Already
out there. And it wasn't a dramatic decline. It was like a point here, a point there, a year. But it's been ticking down, ticking down, ticking down. And this is why I watch the insanity and the stupidity of it out there with McMaster blocking the exploration. And Alan Wilson suing to stop Trump from exploring. And I'm like, okay, y'all, I mean, you got tourism's on the decline. And you keep running those ads, paid for with state tax dollars. It ain't helping. What's your plan? And they have none. And boy, are they hurting right now. They could be the epicenter of development. We could be, months and months into this. Just the exploration would have generated a lot of jobs. But no, they deserve what they got. They deserve it. I hate it for them. But those were not highly paid jobs to begin with. That is going to be an absolute massacre. There is no backup industry in Myrtle Beach, in Horry County. There's none. That's it. It's tourism. I know, I used to live there.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I did. I was on the air there. I actually have people on the text line. Listen to this one. So with people saying, it's not a big deal. The jobs will come back. It's not like the Great Recession. It's not a big deal. Cool. Show me the study that says that. Where is it? How do you know that? And the person actually said the jobs are still there. Don't worry about it.
Well, not all those jobs are still going to be there.
No, they're not.
They're not. And listen, I'm not trying to, make a bad situation worse. Granted, this is not the Great Recession, because that was because of market forces that pushed us into this, which was because of government screw-ups with the, troubled asset recovery deal and all that went on with the, what was that thing that they'd started in the 70s with Jimmy Carter, the Community Reinvestment Act. That's where it all started. That's where the bad mortgage things started, and then it was put on steroids during the Clinton administration, also during the Bush administration too, and that's what caused the financial collapse. But for the large part, but this is an unknown commodity. There are no computer models for this. This is something that hasn't happened, where you've had governments worldwide that completely shut down large segments of their monetary base, of their job base, just completely shut it down, and then continue to use state benefits to pay people to stay at home, many of them. And there are no computer models for this. This is something that is
never
unprecedented.
Happened.
So you can't really look back at the Great Recession of 2008 and say, at this point, this started happening. This is completely different. You know what? In some ways, it may be easier to come back from, but in some ways, it may be harder. It's going to be hard to know.
I know. If you read Zero Hedge, they're projecting in the coming weeks the supply chain will begin to break down.
That's when it gets real.
Terrified of that. Yeah. That's when it gets real. Yeah. That's when you start having violence in the streets. Meanwhile, I just heard that the Greenville City Council is not going to, you know, miss out on this opportunity to increase the unemployment rate, that they are going to have an emergency meeting to shutter businesses.
Yeah, they'd rescheduled that, and apparently they're going to do something this afternoon around 4 again.
Good, because awesome. So let's see. You think they're going to they can produce another 3,000% increase in the unemployment filings in the state? Or you think should we just go for 6? Let's just go for 6. Let's do that. Let's see how that ends. Tell me again, Lee, how many people died? Was it 4? 3 of them had pre-existing
4 additional deaths last as of yesterday. And yes, 3 of those, well, actually all of those had underlying conditions, yeah.
Oh, cool. All right. I just want to know why we're doing this.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Let's jump on the line with Patty in Spartanburg. Hey, Patty, how are you doing?
Hi, Tara. I'm doing good. I wanted to talk about that. I hear people that are saying they're bored being at home and everything, and how they're panicking with the coronavirus. And what they're doing is watching TV and texting and playing video games. But, you know, throughout history, everything that has happened to people, believe it or not, it happens for the good. God doesn't want to harm us. But we're such a me society and a sinful society that we've strayed so far away from God that something has to happen to draw us closer. And while these people are complaining at home, it's a perfect time for them to come together and pray and read their Bible and be grateful of what we have and not complain about what we don't have.
Well, and I agree with that, Patty, but here I'm going to be doing a lot of complaining about what we don't have. Because God didn't take that away, Patty. God didn't take it away.
No,
the government did.
Yes, man is usually at fault for most of the problems that we have. But I was just saying that this is a perfect time for people to come together and pray. Pray is such a strong, forceful a tool that we can use to combat anything. But we just have to believe. And I'm talking about even the Christians. I hear people who are Christian, and we're sitting in a house here for what? A month, another month we're going to be sitting here. But yet, you know, why don't we turn to God? God can do anything if we only believe. And I do believe that God can take away whatever we ask him to, if it's his will. And I'm not trying to sound like I'm preaching.
No, no.
I just believe there are alternatives to being bored and complaining, and, you know, there are other resources that we can look to. And if people could just realize, I mean, look at the supermarkets being empty. That's from greed. That's from people just saying me, 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 you know, instead of thinking that other people have to eat too, you know, and think about to leave. Just a kindness, a random kindness of thinking about others, you know?
Yep, and I get where you're going, Patty. I understand what you're saying. I just wanted to be really clear. God did not send this. The government did. We have colds and flus and things like that. They come and go. But the government is reacting like this. And, you know, just given the stats we had earlier today in this hour that just broke from the New York City Health Department, I want an answer to this in one of these two-hour-long Trump press conferences. I want to know why we switched our national policy. It's always been in place. I want to know why. And we haven't, by the way, we haven't done a shelter-in-place type order for everyone since the Spanish flu of 1918, and that had a 50% mortality rate. This one, depending on the state and the country, runs between 1.2 something and 2.2 something. Why is everybody at home? Why? We are not at risk. We're not. I mean, these numbers prove it. If you're healthy, you're going to be okay. I mean, again, data released by the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. What the heck is mental hygiene? To floss your brain? Anyway, 1,139 deaths. That's bad. But the vast majority, they say, involved underlying issues. And again, among those, most common: cancer, lung disease, heart disease, kidney disease, GI, liver disease. These are the people who are dying. We hate that they're dying. We really do. But I mean, look at these numbers. See, and the media does this. They'll go find a person 18 to 44, someone who's young who died, and say, so they had no underlying conditions. And everyone thinks, oh, that could be me. Well, no, not really. Of 66 individuals between the ages of 18 and 44 who passed away due to coronavirus, just two had no record of underlying health conditions. Of the 271 persons between the ages of 45 and 64 who died in New York, 189 are listed as definitively having underlying health conditions. Another 73 are under the pending health conditions category. In other words, they have health conditions. They had health conditions that made them susceptible to this. They just haven't finished the report yet. Just 9 in that group had no known underlying illnesses. So it does kill people who have no known underlying illnesses, but very rarely. Why aren't people, why do we not do what we did in 2009? Everybody who's at risk, stay home. That was Fauci who recommended that. Same guy. Roger in Pelzer. Hey, Roger.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I'll make this quick. I've said for several days now that people ought to go back to work and have a social revolution in the United States, isolate certain areas, and get their hindies back to work. Because if they don't, they're going to destroy the economy, and there's economists saying the same thing. I think it's 75 to 85% political or more. I just think people ought to ignore it, because I've been out shopping in different places. And the things people are doing are stupid and ridiculous in some ways and okay in other ways. I mean, I could go on and on about the different stores, but I won't. I just think they should have a social revolution and go back to work. That's my take on it. And I didn't fall off a watermelon truck either.
No. Well, that's good, Roger. What you're saying is going to happen. And I would not underestimate the absolute rage of the 6 million people who are now on unemployment. All-time high, 6.6 million in a single week. Shattering the previous all-time high unemployment filings, folks, which, oh, that was last week, 3.3 million. We'd never seen that. Everybody was like, wow, we never seen that before. Doubled it in a week. So, you know, we are told to obsess over the doubling of the coronavirus cases, right? Oh, it's replicating. So look, it's doubling the instance. Cool. All right. So if we're going to double the unemployment, we don't really care. So let's see. 3.3 last week, 6.6 this week. What are we into? Going to double the 6.6? Going to do that next week? What do we have? 13, 14 million people file for unemployment next week. Anybody care? No? Okay. Hey, Lee, gonna jump on the Ingalls Advantage talk line to talk to Beth. Hey, Beth.
Hey, Tara.
What's on your mind?
Well, I'm like you, frustrated with the total shutdown of our economy. I travel around at night and I'm a phlebotomist, and I work in nursing homes.
Okay.
When flu season hits, this is what they do. A couple of people get the flu, and these are our most vulnerable people, right?
Yeah.
They a couple of people test positive for the flu. Anyone else that has fever, sniffles, coughs, they give Tamiflu. Everybody gets Tamiflu, and that's how they address it. With this virus, what they're doing now is we have to go in and they take your temperature and you fill out a form. No, I haven't been out of the country. I was here yesterday. You know, and you have to write all this stuff over and over and over everywhere you go. They take your temperature and send you on your way. When it first started, we got masks, we got gowns, and then they ran out. So we're just going in, and I am, you know, 1 foot away from someone's face, and they're coughing on me. And,
oh my gosh.
You know, then I go to the next room. I go to the next room and the next room and the next room. You know, when we wash our hands, we do everything that we can. And when we get a mask, we use a mask. But the South Koreans have it right. Everyone should be wearing a mask because it doesn't keep you from getting it, but it helps keep you from spreading it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we could all just, all the healthy people could go to work and wear masks and it would cut way down on this, but
great point.
It's overkill. All of this that they're doing is overkill because it's only halfway. Everything's only being done halfway. And a lot of people that are coughing and very sick, they're watching the news, they're in their rooms, they're keeping them in their rooms so they don't have anything to do but watch TV all day. And these poor elderly people are mortified and scared to death, and their family members can't come in the nursing homes, and they're lonely and afraid. And you know, these aides and these nurses are doing all they can to be the family that they can't see anymore, but they hear all of these fear tactics coming from the mainstream media, and anytime they're not feeling well or they start coughing, of course it's, you know, pollen season, They're just like, oh, you know, and they're scared to death. And it's just really, really frustrating.
Well, I want you to know why you don't have a mask. We had a stockpile of 100 million N95 respirator masks. But during the swine flu, the Obama administration, you know, depleted those using them, which they should have done, obviously used those masks. They handed them out to healthcare facilities across the country, 100 million. Completely depleted. They were given funding to resupply our national supply, but they never did. And the supply dwindled down to just 12 million fitted masks, and that's what Trump inherited, the N95 respirators. But you've got a great point there.
Right.
Like, let's slap this on our face and get going. We've got to go back to work.
From China.
Yeah, so God knows,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we do. I'm of course, essential. I have two kids at home. One works at Walmart. And the other works at Taco Bell. We're all working. So thank goodness we're all working. But my sister lives in Charlotte, Mecklenburg County, and mm-hmm. we believe she had it. She had she was very, very sick in January for 2 weeks, had a terrible cough, tested for the flu. It was negative. They gave her Tamiflu anyway and sent her home, and she got over it. And we really believe that she had this COVID-19. And everyone will, you know, most everyone will get over it. But our
25% won't even have symptoms. We just found that out this morning.
Right.
They won't even have symptoms. 50% will have no symptoms or symptoms so mild they don't even seek help from a medical professional.
Exactly.
So
it's just ridiculous.
I know. Well, God bless you, Beth, and thank you for doing what you do and for continuing to work and, you know, walk into those nursing homes at night, even when people are coughing on your face. Oh, my God.
It's okay. If I haven't caught it by now, I'm not going to get it.
You're not going to get it. Well, do me a favor. I love talking to you on the phone, but don't stop by the station, okay?
Okay. Thank you. You guys take care.
You too. Bye-bye. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut her off there. Thank you, Beth. All right, hey, Lee, I'm going to jump on the phone with Terry really quickly. Terry is calling with the Walmart Publix report. Hey, Terry.
Yes, three things about Walmart. First of all, I read that the Vermont Walmarts are not allowed now to sell, you know, home goods or anything, only groceries.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, I went to Walmart yesterday, and I was able to actually pick up a package of Papier de Toilette.
No.
Yeah.
No, wait. Okay. Now tell me. No, hold on, Terry. Stop just a minute. Just before. Okay. Was this the soft kind that backs up the toilet and nobody wants? Or was this like the thin kind, the highly coveted? I'm just curious.
Well, I don't know. It was single ply, which I don't really care for. But
right,
hey,
okay.
It was toilet paper.
It's toilet. Yeah. All right. You just got to be grateful. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. Go ahead. Then this morning, I went to the same Walmart. and they have some kind of a conga line of upturned grocery carts and police tape, and they're directing you to go in one entrance and to come out the other, which doesn't make a bit of sense.
Okay, so I see. So what you're saying is they're just filing the herd into ever smaller spaces in and out, is what you're saying.
Exactly. Sure. Leading the sheeple.
Mm-hmm. Makes total sense. No, it doesn't. Okay, great.
And then
Fantastic.
One more thing. I went to Publix, and I was going to get some Mount Olive pickles. They're buy one, get one free. Even the pickles now are gone. I can understand bread.
It's because everybody's pregnant. Because he had nothing else to do. I'm sorry.
Anyway, that's what I have to report for today.
Thank you, Terry. I appreciate it. If you want to call in with one of these tomorrow, that'd be great. That way we don't actually have to go out. We can just hear from you, okay? Hold on. Did you suit up before you went out? I mean, you got your equipment, you got your face mask, you got your gloves?
You know, I see some people wearing gloves. Some people wearing face masks, some people wearing both. I haven't done a thing. I take vitamin C, and that is about it.
Oh, speaking of vitamin C, where are you getting that? I'm trying all over town to find it. I cannot find any. Do you have a secret stash somewhere?
Well, I keep vitamins with me, but I bought a thing of vitamin C. I can't remember where I got it recently. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you stay safe, Terry. And if you see a bottle of vitamin C, pick it up for me. Good Lord Almighty. All right. We got some more great calls. We'll take those on the other side. I'm sorry. I mean, ignore you, Lee. I was just carried away by the... Anyway, I think he gave up. All right. We have some more phone calls. Yeah, I can only laugh because I would cry right now. Texter H. Hey, Tara, teachers urge the government to reopen schools before students learn to think for themselves. Yeah, thanks for your text. Texter writes, we have to start raising hell about the shutdown of the economy. Yeah, no, we do. All right, Rich in Greenville. Hey, Rich, how you doing?
Hey, Tara, thank you so much for taking my call. It's an honor to talk to you, and I really appreciate you taking the time for me. I want to give you just 2 seconds of my background. I am a registered nurse. Okay. I've had the honor and the pleasure of taking care of several COVID patients, as well as some patients that were probable, but not necessarily diagnosed. And one of the things that I think we truly forget in healthcare, I've had a wonderful career, 27 years, and I've had the honor and the ability to be there for so many of these people who have been sick. But we lose sight of some of these numbers on what it's going to impact us on down the road. When our economy shuts down, we have brothers and sisters that are in nursing right now that are furloughed, that aren't doing screenings, that aren't taking care of people.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're not there, 20 or 30 years from now, how many people are still working to cover tuition? I got 2 kids in college. And if I can't work my job and continue to do my job, I'm going to work longer. And those numbers are never going to be added into the statistics that are going on right now. And because of that, you lose sight of when we're not working and we're not moving forward, that on down the road, the longer that I work and the longer that I cannot hit my retirement date, the longer that what will eventually become ailments in my body will take over. And those numbers will never be added in those statistics. And one death is one too many.
Wait. Okay, let me understand. Okay, hold on. You've lost me a little. So what you're saying is, what are you talking about, Rich? Are you talking about, you said ailments in your body. You mean like the stress of not working?
The stress of not working.
Right, and how that can kill or...
retirement, the stress of...
Yeah. Okay.
Those numbers are never going to be added in. That's kind of what's frustrating about this. We know in healthcare, as a nurse, you know you're going to be exposed to things.
Yes.
And you do your best to try to protect yourself. But there's no protection to having to work until 62, until 65, until 70, until 80. I mean, when does that stop? And all we're doing is pushing that further and further and further away for many of us in healthcare. And many those who are not in healthcare. I mean,
well, you know, let me stop you here for a second, Rich, because, okay, when you talk about pushing further away, okay, and this is what nobody's saying, but it's so true. When you're talking about flattening the curve, we're doing all this. They're not even telling. They have led people to believe, well, you know, if you just stay home, you can not ever catch corona. No, we're flattening the curve. You're going to catch it. We're just not going to catch it all at once and overwhelm the system, right? Well, so as we flatten the curve out, we lengthen the life of this thing, right? So we lengthen the life of the economic shutdown, and we extend the very pain and stress you are talking about. So as we are flattening the hospital curve, we are also extending and flattening the curve for this disease, pushing it out and out and out. Okay, wait, it's going to be 3 weeks to stay home. Well, now we're looking at 6. Oh, look, now 10. Oh, wait, Bill Gates wants 20. So, you know what I'm saying? So we are deepening and widening the economic devastation. And that's not being explained to people. But you're right.
Nobody is talking about that.
No, that's
one of the problems.
I can remember, and you know, maybe this is why I'm so crazy about this, Rich, and thank you for your phone call. I know what it's like to lose our family business. I mean, at one point, my husband and I had been very successful, and we, at one time, lost our business and my job. Gone. And I can remember feeling the stress of that in my body. It was a physical feeling. It was a tension and a tightness. That makes you sick. It literally makes you sick. Your body is a ball of stress. I was in my 20s, so I could handle it. I had little ones running around. I remember sitting there with the obstetrician. She's lecturing me like I'm, you know, some kind of crack addict or something. Skips your appointments. You're only coming to every other one. Don't you care about that baby? I just looked at her like, yeah, I care about my other ones too. I got to decide to pay you or, because, you know, we had barely had health insurance, pay you or feed them. You know, I felt like telling her to kiss my you know what. But I know what that level of stress is like. I know what it does to your body. I've felt it before. I am in the shoes of every one of you who has lost that job and you're losing your business. You're losing your hope. You're losing your dreams. I know what that feels like physically. And maybe that's why I have so much compassion in me, because I've lived that panic and I don't know what next week brings. And you don't know. And it's a bad feeling financially that I just can't understand the way it's being written off in the media as something that doesn't count. Got to listen to epidemiologists. They're not economists. Any doctor is going to try to prevent the worst case scenario. That's their job. We need to begin to say, instead of we have to listen to Dr. Fauci, we have to listen to the experts. We need to begin to say, and the economic experts too, because there is an absolute physical cost to this, a health cost, a mental illness cost. There is divorces, shattered families, children who will grow up without both family parents in the house because of shattered families, shattered dreams, shattered hopes. All of that has to be weighed, and it's not. Texture writes, Tara, the South Carolinians for shelter in place are wanting everything shut down, and a lot of them are talking bad about Trump, Allen, Wilson, and McMaster. They're all Democrats. They're trying to crash the economy. Don't listen to them. This is totally political with them. Texture writes, shutdown of the economy is a dry run for socialism, which ultimately ends in full-blown communism. I see Marcus is called in. I can't take his phone call because I got like 30 seconds left. But he was going to tell us that his coworkers had COVID symptoms last October, but were diagnosed differently. Yeah, we're going to end up finding that that a good half the country already has immunity and we didn't know it. We're going to end up finding that. But oh, by the way, I meant to tell you, Italian scientists have already actually discovered this. But everybody's ignoring them because then we'd have to reopen the economy and Trump wouldn't lose. So that's out there, too. But then I told you that was the case, what, a month ago? It's already been through here. A lot of us have already gotten it.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.